You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Rams and the Bears wrapping up Week 7 in Los Angeles last night. L.A. was led by Jared Goff and his two touchdown throws en route to a 24-10 win over Chicago.
Goff has a snap, looking left. He throws. It's caught at the goal line by Josh Reynolds. Touchdown, L.A. Reynolds has receptions for touchdowns in back-to-back weeks.
Bears quarterback Nick Foles really struggled against that Rams defense, throwing for 261 yards and two interceptions. Now you look at the updated NFC West standings, the Rams, Seahawks, and Cardinals each have 5 wins. The Rams head to Miami this week to face the Dolphins' first-round pick, Tua Tagovailoa, as the QB is making his first NFL start. Meanwhile, Browns wideout Odell Beckham Jr., suffering a torn ACL Sunday against the Bengals and will be out for the rest of the season. Cleveland head coach Kevin Stefanski is not sugarcoating the magnitude of losing one of his best players.
It's a big loss. As everyone knows, he's a huge part of what we do. So now we'll just have to huddle up and find some different ways and find some different people and put them in that role. And ultimately, we're just trying to do what our players do best. You never replace a player of Odell's caliber with one player. You know, the energy he brings to practice, the energy he brings to games, no one else is going to be able to bring that type of juice. But it's our job to find the guys that can go compete, that we can go put them in spots where they can succeed. And I think we'll be able to do that.
NFL Network insider Ian Rapoport reporting Cardinals running back Kenyon Drake might end up on injured reserve after hurting his ankle in Sunday night's victory over the Seahawks. An MRI revealing a high ankle sprain that is expected to sideline the Cardinals running back a few weeks. In Seattle, head coach Pete Carroll says the team is unsure if safety Jamal Adams, who is dealing with the groin injury, will practice tomorrow. Adams has not played since Week 3. The Cowboys, get this, might actually start third stringer Ben DiNucci this week, with Andy Dalton currently in the NFL's concussion protocol. They're also likely to sign another quarterback, per Rapoport. Dallas has Garrett Gilbert on its roster as well, and with a COVID-19 waiting time to join a team, it might not make sense to add a QB before Sunday's game against the Eagles. Coach Mike McCarthy saying Dalton was in the team facility to see trainers Monday, but did not attend meetings. With Dallas sitting at 2-5, that fan base is growing restless with their team's defensive efforts. The Cowboys have allowed at least 25 points in 6 straight games, which is tied with the Jaguars for the longest active streak in the NFL. That is not getting it done. Executive Vice President Stephen Jones addressing defensive coordinator Mike Nolan's job security on Monday.
I know we've got the right head guy for the job, and it's a work in progress. These things just take time. And I know our fans are frustrated. We certainly understand the criticism that's coming our way, that's going to come our way, that's come our way. We understand that, but we've got to go to work.
Cam Newton and his Patriots are now 2-4, and the veteran quarterback knows throwing three picks and falling short of 100 passing yards before he was removed from the action with the game out of reach and a loss to the 49ers is absolutely unacceptable. Newton was very blunt in a radio interview on WEEI yesterday, saying, quote, "It's simple. I have to play better."
He came and said, you know, "Stidham is finishing," and I agreed, and that's what it was. It was, you know, for any type of competitor, do you feel embarrassed? Yeah. And the first thing I said, you know, to myself coming home, I said, "You keep playing games like that, bro, and it's going to be a permanent change. I'm not planning on just going out there just yigging interceptions left and right. You know, that's not what it is. But, you know, I don't know what funk, spell, or omen that's in, you know, Boogie's household right now, but I have to, you know, let off some chakras, some sage or something."
One man who is always on top of his game is my guy Nate Burleson. Here with a preview of Tuesday's Good Morning Football is my man, my guy, the one and only Nate Burleson.
Appreciate it, Will. You know what time it is. It's that time of the week where we break down not just the catches, but the fancy footwork, a little toe, drag, swag. Is Tyler Lockett the king of toe drag swag in the back of the end zone? I'm going to break it all down. And also, there's only one undefeated team left. So much to cover. And we are going to talk about it all on Good Morning Football. Headed into week 8, it's going down.
All right, thanks, Nate. Can't wait to see who was kicking up some foot fireworks this week. Well, for unfiltered and enlightening conversations that intersect sports and society, make sure to download the Huddle and Flow podcast with Steve Wyche and Jim Trotter. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.